What's going on, everybody? This is Obi Omega No, your host of the One by One Mental Health Podcast, where we discuss, you guessed it, mental health issues within our community. Our goal is to remove the negative stigma surrounding mental health by normalizing these conversations and providing support to those in need. We dive into some of the methods, behaviors, habits, and mindsets our guests have developed to help them live a healthy, successful lifestyle, both mentally and physically. We are not at all professionals or giving advice. We are simply here to share our experiences in hopes of impacting our community one by one. Welcome back to the One by One Podcast. I'm your host, Obi Omega. Gosh, I almost said mental health podcast, but it wouldn't be wrong. But guys, for those of you who are longtime listeners of the podcast, you know that we're kind of not moving away from mental health, but I want to be focused a little bit more on personal development. Mental health is always something that I've enjoyed and kind of put a lot of time and energy into, and this brand will always be about mental health. But I think that kind of branding is to personal development allows me to do this. That's really why I did it, so I can have some alone time, some time to come on here and speak my truth, speak just myself. You know, I love the episodes that we do with other guests, but I think this allows me to kind of address some things that I find important, that have been important staples in my life, and been important to my development as a person. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what the brand is about. It's about personal development, and that's both mentally and physically. So if you're wondering, man, this is something that I'm trying out 2024. I've been enjoying it so far. It's funny because I've just been recording a bunch of episodes. You guys, I don't know when you guys are going to hear this, but we haven't released any episodes. We've had a bunch of awesome, amazing guests on. I've had some good, some not so good episodes by myself, but it's different. You know, it's a lot different getting on here and talking just yourself. And if you're in the podcast space and the speaking space, I guess you kind of understand that. And so for me, getting on here and speaking was a little bit, a little nerve-wracking. Yeah, I'll be honest. It was a little nerve-wracking, but that was part of it, is just getting over that fear of speaking by yourself. And I enjoy speaking. I love doing it. And so it was just the kind of fear of doing something for the first time. Not that like it's something that I'm forcing myself to do, because I truly enjoy it. So like I said, that's why I added these episodes. I wanted to be able to, I think that, you know, I have an interesting perspective on life and things, and not even just that, but there are some things that I think that we're missing in society, some values, some I don't know, core beliefs. If you know me, you know that kind of how I think and the things that I believe in. And I just think that society as a whole is moving in the wrong direction. And that's just, I don't know, that's what I think. And so I kind of want to share some of the things that, some ways and some things that I've been working on, some things that I've worked on in the past, some of my success stories, some of my failure stories, just share, you know, so you guys can get a little bit about Obi and not so much about the guest. And I think it helps me in doing things that I love and kind of bringing the brand full circle. And this is a part of it. And so if you're watching this on, hopefully we'll get these up on YouTube. Like I said, it's kind of a weird time right now because I've just been recording daily and not putting anything out. And so I don't know when this one's going to come out, but today is a beautiful day here in Oklahoma City, Edmond, Oklahoma, should I say, to be exact. We've been having a lot of really bad weather. So I want to try to get these out to you guys as soon as possible, I'm just, you know, fine tuning the episodes and getting them edited and working on my craft, actually working on my speaking and trying to be better for you guys and be better for myself. And so I'm on this journey, and you know, thank you guys for coming along with me. For those of you who are watching, new merch on the way. This is the team, if you're not watching, this is the team one by one. So we've got a couple youth basketball teams ran by my brother, Aaron Anderson. Deuce, love you. He's the coach of that team. He handles pretty much everything that goes on with that team. And so I've had a lot of, it's funny because I've had some parents hit me about it. And guys, if you guys want to enroll your kids or, you know, your kids come to try out or whatever, hit the team page, team one by one, and we'll have all the merch up. And yeah, we'll get back to you on that page. But moving forward, is that all we needed to say? Moving forward to today, what we're talking about, I wanted to discuss something that I've started to do as of late. And I say late, and I mean like the recent years, but something that has paid huge dividends in my life. And I just hear about it. You know, I'm a guy, I try to accumulate knowledge from others. And that's the whole idea behind the one by one community, is something, it's a place that we can come and learn from each other and get better collectively, get better individually. And so I really value, you know, one thing that's been on my win list. If you guys don't know what the win list is, you can head to onebyone.com and get a little insight on that. I think you just go to the resources page and the win list will be there. But it's something I started doing as of late, starting 2024. And I do it every day, but it's just an accountability thing for me. It's a way to increase productivity. But one of the things that I've kind of been getting into is reflection. Like I said, it's something that I haven't been doing with great intent, should I say, in the past. I mean, I've done it obviously, and everybody thinks, oh, well, I reflect. Yeah, but are you intentionally doing it? Are you doing it with a purpose and not just doing it to do it or doing it unintentionally, which is also important. I try to spend some time to just be idle and reflect. You know, if you're like me, you know, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is my mind is racing and I'm just trying to figure out what needs to be done today. Okay, where do I need to go? What's And like I said, the win list has helped me kind of map out my plan. But, you know, I've always been the guy who just gets up and starts knocking things out, just like whatever's on the to do. You know, I've kept a to do list for a long time, but just whatever's on the to do list, try to knock as many of those things out as possible. You know, the most important time in my day. Well, the most important times in my life is just kind of been about progression, you know, and that's when I'm truly happy, is when I feel like I'm getting things done, you know, getting things done on a daily. I'm busy, but you know, that is, I say it as a bad thing, but you know, in a good way, that's kind of what helped us build this brand is about like progression of self, progression of self-development. And so, you know, oftentimes my infatuation with progression and, you know, the honing in on the details, because that's another thing that comes along with it, is like, when you're like me, you're always trying to do things the right way and do them to the best of your ability. And it's almost, sometimes it feels like it's not enough. And I know, like, for some of my peers or friends or family, I know it can come off as like pushy and maybe sometimes a little bit aggressive. But it's not, you know, it's just kind of that's my way of pouring into other people, is like trying to get the most out of them. And, you know, it doesn't always come off the right way, but it's always with pure intentions. And so, you know, I'm the friend who's pushing you to do things that, you know, you should do, but don't, maybe necessarily don't want to. You know, it's kind of trying to find that balance of embracing who I am in that sense, and not being overly aggressive, should I say, on that. So, you know, in that sense, like moving to the reflection part of it, when I started purposely reflecting is when I started really tracking my behavior. And by the way, I track everybody's behavior around me, right? It's not just mine. It's it's what are the people around me doing? You know, I'm taking an audit constantly of like, what am I doing? What do I need to do better? What do I need to get better at? What are the people around me doing? How are they doing it? How are they affecting me? you know, one of the things that kind of made me happy the other day is I was with one of my friends, and they were like, a close friend of mine, and they were like, man, whenever I'm around so-and-so, I just find myself like in doing things that I feel like I shouldn't be doing, not in a bad way, just like I find myself making decisions that I normally wouldn't make, or I find some things happening to like around me that normally wouldn't be happening. And I'm like, well, it's important. I was happy to hear that, because I'm like, it's important to reflect and to audit those behaviors. It's important to kind of see what's going on around you. What are the people around you doing? How is it affecting you? Most importantly, how is what they're doing affecting you? Or how is what you're doing affecting them? Just that kind of relationship. I think it's important to reflect and audit on those things, because, you know, we all act different around certain people, right? And, you know, it's hard, or should I say it's not hard, but we should keep track of that, because not in a sense of, oh, this person is bad for me, or these things happen because of this person. I don't think that's what it's about. I think it's about taking, you know, a lot of people are like, well, why are you worried about, well, no, I'm not worried about what you're doing, but if it does affect me, then it does worry me. And so it's about trying to be better for yourself, should I say, right? So I think that it helps us, I know it helps me, take control of my own life when I can notice the things that are going on around me and address them that way. So maybe that person isn't a bad person, but maybe what they're doing just doesn't fit your goals or where you're trying to go. And so it's important to notice that and to maybe A, take the distance, or B, control how much or how frequently or in what situations you're hanging out with these people, because I think that's, you know, that in turn is going to be, you know, who you're hanging out with and the decisions that you're choosing to make will be affected by that, right? But before I started tracking my behavior, it was just like, personally, it was just work. And I thought that because I was working, I was moving forward, right? That's another part of like this reflecting thing, is like, me being a doer, somebody who likes to get things done, I feel like if I'm not doing something, then I'm not moving forward. And what I've grown to kind of realize as of late is like, that's not necessarily true. Busy and productive aren't the same thing, right? That's one thing that I really learned. Busy and productive aren't the same thing. So you can be busy and not be productive. You could be running in a wheel, but not being productive, right? So the idea is to be productive and not to be busy, not to just be busy, right? And what you'll realize is like, just because you're moving, right? You could be progressing at a slower rate than what you could be moving at if you spent some time reflecting on your decisions and your behaviors and how you're moving, if that makes sense. I think that I wanted this episode to be about reflection, because I think one thing that people don't do enough of is reflecting. I think that if you're like me, and a lot of people are, is you're not taking time to sit down and figure out where you're going and why you're going there and how you're going to go there and plan it out. And daily, you know, and that's why I just love the Windlist, man. It's something that I want to start to live my life by, because I think that it is a way of you keeping yourself accountable and holding goals for yourself, and then seeing whether you're reaching those goals daily or not reaching those goals daily. And how you can evaluate yourself and evaluate the people around you. So I think that's a great thing. If you guys haven't tapped into the Windlist, I think you really should. But the big picture ideology, let's go to that. Big picture ideology is something, again, that I've been on, and I've been going crazy with these Andy Frazella podcasts, but he speaks about that a lot. He speaks about manifestation and visualization. And I've always been big on that. But big on that in sports, and not so much big on that in my goals in my personal life. And that is like, that has been my biggest downfall. And not to say downfall, because I'm understanding that, but like, starting to realize that the same tools, the same tricks, the same behaviors that I used to help me find success in sport can be used to help me find success in other areas outside of sport as well. You can business, you know, whatever business, personal relationships, intimate relationships, whatever that is, man, those tools, visualization, manifestation, meditation, I'm using all the, they all can help you further your personal goals in life. And so, yeah, the big picture ideology is one thing that I've started to really realize, man, because, you know, One by One was built off of the idea of daily habits. I've always been a big believer in keeping your head down and, like I said, checking off the list, having whatever goals you have for that day and checking them off. And by that, we can achieve success, right? That is One by One. That is the meaning of One by One. But as I'm getting older and hopefully growing wiser in my business sense, and my, you know, I am starting to adopt this this belief that it is important also to have this big picture ideology. I cannot say it right. Big picture ideology as well. Together with, you know, what is One by One, which is a daily habit ideology. So I'm starting to learn, you know, the importance of frequently seeing your big picture goals. And that's one thing that I've been working on as of late is a vision board. And for all of you guys who don't know what a vision board is, and no offense, because, you know, I've heard about it, but I never really put any time and thought into a vision board, right? And that's something that I'm working on as we speak, is visually being able to see where I'm going, see what I want in life, see what I want to do, see where I want to, you know, where do you want to live? How do you want to impact people? What do you want to drive? How do you want your business to look like? How do you want the building to look like? Just see it all and make it come to fruition. And it goes down to, you know, like I said, it goes down as small as, what do you want to drive? What neighborhood do you want to live in? Just, can you see it all through? And I'm not going to share my goals with you guys right now, maybe one day, but, you know, I'm trying to see it all and manifest it all. So yeah, I think that, you know, in closing, I think that just reflection is one thing that I'm learning to be better at. I think that we all can benefit from a little bit of just daily reflection. And, you know, it's ironic because when I started this brand One by One, what really got me started on it was mindfulness. What really got me started on my passion and trying to go reach my goals was just mindfulness and being mindful of where I'm going and what I'm trying to do. And so I always, you know, when we first started, I was trying to share with my peers and my friends and my followers that, like, guys, we've got to be mindful of who we are and what we're manifesting and what we're trying to be. So that was kind of what got me started. So, you know, if you're listening to this, man, let this be a reminder to jump into reflection, to find some time daily, whether it's 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, find some time daily to sit idle and reflect on where you're going, reflect on where you came from. Reflect on where you're going, reflect on where you are right now, and allow that to put the pieces together to help you manifest what you want to do, help you manifest where you're going. Yeah, man. So, you know, I hope these are providing a little bit of value. I say these because there are a lot of them that are recorded, but when this does come out, whether it's the first one or, you know, the 10th one or the last one, I hope that you guys are finding value in these episodes, because I find value in them whenever I am reading about them and learning them and You know, don't write it off as, oh, well, I do that anyways. No, spend some time to actually do it, to actually sit down and do it and see how, you know, it affects you, see how differently it is from when you're just, you just happen upon it. So yeah, guys, if you're enjoying these shows, give us a follow. You can give my personal page a follow. You can give the brand page a follow. That's OB Omegano or One by One, WONBY, the number one NE, and, reach out to us. You know, I am a man of the people, trying to serve the people, man. I'm trying to provide. This doesn't cost nothing, man. I'm just trying to speak and help those who could use it. And if you could use it, send it to somebody who you think could use it. And if they can't, then that's okay. But if you support the movement, support the movement. And we appreciate all of you guys. So until next time, we'll see you on the next episode. Peace.